In the name of Jesus, amen. What were those Jewish worshipers expecting when they entered the synagogue in Nazareth on that Sabbath day? Time of prayer, singing some psalms, a reading from Moses or one of the prophets, and no doubt a lesson from a teacher standing up to talk about God and His Word. What would it have been like to be there in that synagogue on that particular day? Seeing Jesus enter into the synagogue and sitting down in your midst, watching Him stand up and open the scroll, and hearing with your own ears His voice speaking the words of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then after rolling up the scroll and sitting down to hear Jesus' own words, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. If you could get over the fact that this was Joseph's son preaching these words, just listen to his sermon. This is not a word from any ordinary man or teacher, but a word from God. A word for the spiritually bankrupt, for the brokenhearted, for those entrapped by their sins. There is good news, freedom, and God's favor for you. This morning, as you have entered into this sanctuary and are participating in this service of the Word, that Sabbath service in Nazareth over 2,000 years ago doesn't seem so remote, does it? As we have gathered together in the triune name of God, Jesus has entered into our midst just as He promised. The living Word of God that became flesh, Jesus of Nazareth, dwells among us here and now. He comes to you, bringing a word of good news, for He knows your unworthiness to stand in the holy presence of God. He's heard your confession of sins, and He speaks His word of forgiveness to you through the mouth of your pastor. They are not Pastor Rohde's words, they are God's words. For the sake of Christ, your sins are forgiven. When Jesus stood up and read from the scroll of Isaiah, He did so with confident authority. For these weren't the words of men, but the Spirit-breathed words of God. These were words from Isaiah foretelling the mission and the ministry of the coming Messiah, who was now sitting in the middle of their synagogue. Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus wasn't suggesting who He was or offering an opinion about Himself. He declared with authority, as God Himself, that He has come to preach good news to broken people, to set captives free, to deliver God's favor to sinners. This is the mission of Christ, and it is summed up in the preaching of His death and resurrection, promised and anticipated throughout all the scriptures. This message He's entrusted to His church to proclaim His death and resurrection for repentance and for the forgiveness of sins to the entire world. This pulpit is the place where that proclamation takes place during our public services. It's not a podium from where one can teach about God if He was some subject to be studied, or to offer personal suggestions about how to help God help you. It is the place where God speaks to you through the faithful servants whom he has called and placed here for you. The preacher is not an entertainer, a comedian, a guru, or some spiritual guide. This is Christ's pulpit, the place where Christ comes present for you through his word. The pastor is hidden by the word of God. And in a similar way, his vestments hides the man and clothes him as a servant of Christ and his word. In other words, the faithful pastor is a mouthpiece of Christ. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about Christ for you. In a synagogue in Nazareth, Jesus preached to all who could hear that he indeed was the promised Messiah, come to proclaim good news of freedom to those in need of a Savior. But this freedom would come at a price. He would be wounded on a cross for your transgressions. He would be crushed in death for your sins. God would lay upon him the iniquity of us all. Like all faithful sermons, Jesus was pointing his hearers to his inevitable cross, where his body would be given and his blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins. And this is where the service of the word brings us, to this altar, where the fruits of Christ's cross are given to you. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. For Jesus' sake, your sins are forgiven. So take, eat, take, drink, for today forgiveness and life and salvation are yours. You have been set free. In the name of Jesus, amen.